U.S. cotton producers have faced 4 years of financial stress with a weaker safety net than other covered commodities. That economic burden has been felt by the entire cotton industry, including the gins, cooperatives, marketers, cottonseed crushers, and the rural communities that depend on their success. The recent inclusion of cotton in Title I of the Farm Bill and the announcement of a ginning cost share program for the 2016 crop has brought some much-needed relief to the cotton industry. Dr. Jody Campici, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council, joins us with details on the cotton ginning cost share program.
The program assists cotton producers with offsetting their cotton ginning costs, which is required to market cotton lint and seed. This program will provide direct marketing assistance to producers and help alleviate a portion of the economic conditions producers are struggling with. This program will help to fill the safety net void until the Title I seed cotton, ARC, and PLC program is implemented, beginning with the 2018 crop year. Gin cost share payments for the 2016 crop will be made in 2018. Potential payments under the seed cotton, ARC, and PLC programs will be made in October 2019.
Cotton is now part of the Title I program. Dr. Campici explains what this means and how it affects producers.
Seed cotton is designated as a covered commodity eligible for Title I price loss coverage, or PLC, and agricultural risk coverage, or ARC, programs in the 2014 Farm Bill, beginning with the 2018 crop. The reference price is set at 36.7 cents per pound. Producers will elect PLC or ARC on a farm-by-farm basis for seed cotton for the 2018 crop year.
The council was glad to see the seed cotton program approved by Congress for the 2018 crop, but at the same time they're encouraging lawmakers to move forward with reauthorization of the next farm bill in time for the 2019 crop.
Farmers and their lenders need the assurance of stable policy in the new farm bill in order to make the necessary long-term investments for their farming operation. For the next farm bill, the industry has several priorities for Title I cotton provisions. We want to see the seed cotton, PLC, and ARC programs maintained. The industry is also advocating for some improvements in the operation of the marketing loan program, a provision that will improve cotton flow and additional assistance to the U.S. textile industry. We also hope that Congress is able to address our concerns with the definition of family farming operations for the purpose of the actively engaged provision.